This is Akashvani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on production-linked incentive scheme for white goods. The participants are A.K. Bhattacharya, economic analyst, and Rajesh Lekh, anchor.
Warm welcome, AKB, to Akashvani.
Thank you.
Now, the Union Cabinet had given an approval for the PLI scheme for white goods for manufacture of components and sub-assemblies of air conditioners and LED lights on the 7th of April 2021 in pursuance of the call by the Prime Minister for Atmanirbhar Bharat and to bring manufacturing at the center stage and emphasize its significance in driving India's growth and creating jobs. So would you please elaborate, give us an overview of the production-linked incentive scheme for white goods in India?
PLI scheme, or the production-linked incentive scheme for white goods, is part of a larger scheme that the government of India had introduced post-COVID, when the government also decided to embrace the economic philosophy of Atmanirbharata, or self-reliance. Production-linked incentive scheme is essentially aimed at encouraging or incentivizing industries in the country to produce more and get an incentive which is roughly around 4 to 6% of your additional turnover. So there has to be an additionality when you want to claim that incentive under PLI. Now, there are about 14 sectors in which the PLI scheme operates right now. This particular instance that you are referring to in your opening comment is about white goods, mainly which is pertaining to components for air conditioners and LED lights. These are two very, very important sectors. They are employment-intensive sectors. A lot of jobs are created. And also there are a large number of companies, almost 60 companies, are already in the scheme which was introduced in 2021. They have a life of 5 years. So impression that I get is that the response to the scheme for white goods was not something to the expectation of the government. About 60 odd or 66 companies to be precise have taken part in this scheme. Around 6,000 crore of investments have been committed also. But obviously the government sees more opportunity, more scope for getting more investments in this area, which is why this has been extended to those who want to join it now. Normally, once the scheme is closed, nobody can join in. So the scheme is in its third year right now. So in another two and a half years, it will close. But new companies can come in.
Perhaps they see a scope in the demand is such in the market that they want to extend the scheme. So what is the expected economic impact of the PLI scheme on the white goods sector in India?
The economic impact can be measured at two levels. At one level, it would mean that there are many companies who could not join this PLI scheme for white goods when it was launched. So they wanted to come in. So they can come in with a proviso that they can operate and enjoy this facility of 4 to 6% of incentive linked to their additional turnover only for the remaining part of the scheme, which is maybe for 2.5 years or so. And existing players, if they want to come back and take advantage of this extension of the scheme with additional investment, they can also get the same facility. So there is a level playing field among the companies. And one additional point you must note is that in this scheme, disbursement of the benefits have been more easy, in the sense that earlier it used to be an annual disbursement. Now they are proposing to make it quarterly disbursement, which means that the cash flow of these companies actually improves, gets better. And I will come to the other part of the economic impact. The government feels the impact. The government subsidy bill goes up a little bit because, after all, this money, which is the incentive, comes from the government's budget. So the government had initially thought of allocating around 2 lakh crore of incentives over a period of 5 years. Now, this specific scheme for white goods has got a very small component, which is, must be maybe around 15,000 crore or 20,000 crore. Not much is used so far. Utilization level has been low, but it has a five-year impact on the government finances also.
Okay, you talk about incentives. Scheme is said to be PLI. Incentive is a major part of it. So how is the scheme structured in terms of incentives and timelines for manufacturers?
There has to be a new proposal. There has to be new investment. Now, that new investment will lead to additional output. It is right now not linked to employment generation, but it is linked to only turnover. In other words, if you are earlier producing 10 units of, let us say, LED lights, and if you are producing now, after the additional investment, you make 5 more LED lights, then you get the incentive of 4-6% on the value of those what additional exceeded. Not the entire.
There is a timeline also attached. I believe it's the application window to remain open is from 15th of July 2024 to 12th of
October. That's right.
2024.
The idea is, once again, to energize the Indian companies and say that this is not an opportunity that will remain open to you for the rest of your lives, but you can come in only between this period from 15th July to 12th October or 20th October, whatever is the day. Mm. That's the period in which you can come in. Mm. And as I said earlier, that it is not barred to even those who are already into the scheme. So there's a level playing field.
What about the scheme? How does it aim to enhance the competitiveness of Indian manufacturers on the global front?
To some degree, what happens is that when you get a 4-6% of extra incentive for producing an item, what happens in a relatively low-cost items like components for air conditioners and components for LED lights, the 4-6% incentive turns out to be a significant amount. Now, that amount becomes your edge vis-a-vis your other competitors. So, when you are into the global market, if you are part of the PLI scheme, then your cost to that extent comes down by 4-6%. So you are more competitive in that market. Mm-hmm. Domestically also, if I am a PLI player, then naturally I will enjoy a 4-6% cost advantage over you, and therefore I will become more competitive. Now, remember the economic philosophy behind it. The economic philosophy behind it is that infrastructure deficit or any other ease of doing business problems are being sought to be overcome by this financial incentive.
So, AKP, how much investment is the government anticipating from this scheme for white goods? Is there any?
There is no clear targets.
Or, okay, what are the expected growth rates?
Normally, in these 14 sectors, you are going to see some sort of growth. Right now, we are growing. If you look at the GDP growth, we are growing. Last year, we grew at around over 8%. So, I would imagine that this will certainly be triggering growth which is higher than what it is right now.
So it is going to also increase the job opportunities?
Certainly. That is one of the additional incentives for this scheme, in the sense that if you are in these areas, for example, toy is one of the sectors, mobile phones is one of the sectors under PLI. Now what is happening is the mobile phone PLI scheme has been a huge success. A lot of companies were coming in and taking advantage of the PLI scheme. And they are not only selling more mobile phones in India, but they are also exporting. Companies who are manufacturing it for Apple or for Samsung have taken full advantage of the PLI scheme for mobile phones. Now, what happens is that when you take advantage of the scheme, you are also hiring people. And if it is an employment-intensive sector, then you get, the economy gets the benefit of more jobs. And most importantly, all these sectors are in the manufacturing sector. The economy job potential in the manufacturing sector is not fully realized. So the PLI scheme is expected to help us generate those extra jobs that we should have generated through our manufacturing sector.
AKP, you mentioned toys, mobile, and we talked about TV and LEDs. Which other industries are covered? White good industries, which are the...
In the white goods scheme, these are the main...
These four are the main things. And any specific benefits and incentives to the manufacturers? Do they receive any specific...
Apart from getting a cash incentive of 4-6% of their turnover value, and as I said, the additional turnover value, they don't get any other incentive. And that is what is going to give them the edge over their competitors or rivals.
So this in turn is going to encourage innovation and technological advancements as well. Because I remember you saying, if I'm manufacturing 10 and I start to do 20, I will innovate.
There is no doubt about it. It has a spin-off benefits in terms of innovation, because when you are producing more, incurring a lower cost because you are getting the compensation through this incentive fund, then what happens is that your profitability improves. And when your profitability improves, you use that extra money for sustaining this gain over a period of time by innovation and technological advancement certainly has a long-term benefit to India's innovation factor.
So how does this scheme benefit the MSME sector?
There are a large number of MSME sector.
Any specific provisions for them?
No, there is no specific provision for them, but they are free to come in and join. And the list that I have seen for the white goods sector, the components for air conditioners and the LED lights, there are a large number of MSME companies which are there. Please remember the MSME company is a large segment and there are many companies which are into this area. And certainly there are no specific schemes for the MSME sector, but they can come and take advantage of it and then they'll get the reimbursements.
Do you see any challenges in the implementation?
Any scheme of this nature will have challenges. The one big challenge that any agency that implements the scheme will face is how do you make sure that it is not just creating lower cost items for the applicants, but also creates jobs. As I said, that the PLI scheme right now gives no bonus points or extra point incentives for creating jobs. So implementing that scheme will have that narrow focus, relatively narrow focus on only creating jobs.
So what about the discrimination? You mentioned it a while back. So how does it ensure that there is no discrimination?
There's no discrimination is because when the scheme is reopened once again, the companies which were already part of that scheme, they may feel that I was into the scheme and suddenly the new guys are coming in and my competitive advantage has been eroded. Now, for those companies, they can actually come in and re-enter this scheme under this window of 2 months or so and take advantage by applying for the scheme.
Okay. AKP, what are the long-term perspectives for the white goods sector in India with the support of the PLI scheme?
My reading is that, of course, the PLI scheme makes the companies in the white goods sector, particularly in the air conditioners and the LED lights, they reduce their costs. It induces them to embrace better advanced technologies. And the overall cost comes down, jobs are created. Now, certainly it creates those advantages and positive energies in the system.
The scheme has been, as you mentioned, in the system for the past 3 years already.
That's right.
So the companies must have seen the pitfalls or how to proceed with it so as to extract maximum benefit from this scheme.
One of the shortcomings of the scheme was the payment mechanism, which is now being made easier. In a sense, instead of an end of the year reimbursement,
this scheme, liquidity
factor is huge. Yeah. Now that they can get the reimbursement of their incentives every quarter, so that is there. And the second thing is that it is monitored not in a centralized way, in the sense that for each of these different PLI schemes, it is looked at and by different ministries. There is no centralized system by which the PLI scheme can be monitored and ensured that the scheme is implemented smoothly. So the implementation of PLI scheme is also centralized. It might make it more attractive.
AKP, thank you so much for being with us and throwing light on various aspects of the PLI scheme for white goods in India.
Thank you very much for having me here.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on Production-Linked Incentive Scheme for White Goods. The participants were A.K. Bhattacharya, Economic Analyst, and Rajesh Lake, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the New Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on your mobile app News On Air. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News On Air Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.